So basically, the first question is the decreasing loan volume. So when I reviewed the numbers, and you know, I keep track of them like on a monthly basis, I saw that there was a very big decrease now for months now at Twino. Can you talk about the reasons for it and what the the source is for the little loan supply currently on the platform?
Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to sort of always remember when we are talking about Twino and maybe to some extent comparing to other platforms. So it's always, I think, important to remember that Twino, unlike most other platforms, so we are sort of like a closed, like this ecosystem, right? The loan originators that effectively are being funded through the platform, they are more or less, but to some extent, under the same UBO as the platform itself. Yeah. Sure. So that means that we have a lower amount listed, but at the same time that it's at least so far we've successfully, I think, managed to do it, that it's of a higher quality, right? And if you compare to other platforms where there are like some defaults and delays and like pending amounts and then various types of non-current loans, so then we actually have none of those so far and so what I'm trying to say is that we pay a significant amount of attention to list and sell to investors products that are qualitative, right? And there is a certain amount of qualitative supply of these like loans effectively that the loan originators generate, and so sometimes it's sometimes the demand exceeds the supply, but at the same time our like always core priority is to protect and provide the best investments for you guys, and so we do our best, right? At the same time if you look at the overall this platform portfolio size, then it's more or less like stable for quite a long time. So maybe for some shorter periods, for some weeks, there are less listings, but they over time still balance out, and we sort of keep this overall size of the portfolio.
I mean, just to get this straight on the topic, so it's not a matter of a decreasing demand from investors, but it's the supply from your side which you have shortened. It's not the demand that has decreased by investors, it's the loan supply side, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So what I was saying, I was referring to the supply side, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this decrease is obviously quite dramatic, I would say. So Twino usually used to operate in a range between 12, sometimes even 18 million per month, which were funded through the platform. Now we are on a range, let's say 2 to 4 million euros, which is a fourth effectively. So what you were saying, having a close look at the performance, would you say that the performance of the loans in the past was not sufficient, which is why you decided to cut the supply so significantly? Or is it just a temporary thing in the market that you don't, or that you can't attract better quality loans?
So I think actually it's actually a matter of the sort of nature of the loans that we are listing, right? So historically, the loans, they were short term. So if you list something for 30 days, then in 30 days it gets repaid, and then you re-list it. And thus, so there is a a very like large this cumulative amount, right? But now we are listing with the change with switching to these securities, right? We have also switched longer periods, yeah. And so if you list for 12 months, then for 12 months you've listed, for example, 1 million. Yeah, if you list 1 million for 1 month, then throughout the year you've listed already 12 millions. Yeah, so I think the answer to your question is lies to a large extent within this term structure change, because as I mentioned before, like if you look at the overall outstanding portfolio, which is currently sold to investors, so it's rather stable. The amount has not decreased actually. So yeah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
So it's not that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I understand. Yes. Like the outstanding portfolio then is a bit more balanced due to the loan term, which is now longer. But from my understanding, the let's say maturity of those loans, you know, you're right. We know used to be or operate a lot in the payday loan, short term loan segment. But then on the other hand, you know, from my understanding, the notes, they compound a lot of different loans, and effectively you can decide the term of those loans. And even when you sell maturities or notes that have a 12 months maturity, they can even contain short-term loans, which is just a matter of a higher turnover of those loans then. But effectively you can still fund the same loans, you just need to package them in different loan terms. And that's what I also got from the recent email from the newsletter, that apparently you have difficulties, or at least you're in the process with the FCMC to discuss to offer also different loan terms now in the Polish market. So maybe it's a structural thing that you maybe have issues with the regulator at the time being, that you're not as effectively with structuring all the different notes and the security packages.
No, you seem to be a skeptic. No, actually it's not the case. And a couple of points that I want to point, like touch with respect to what you said. So there are maybe to jump in a bit in the details of the notes, right, of these securities, how are they structured? So there's a number of ways how they can be structured, and there's like and the different platforms use different approaches, and one of the approaches is more towards what you said, that it is a business loan, but that it still sort of mirrors the underlying consumer loans. And that means that the term structure does not change, right? And there you sort of the securities are backed by a large amount of short-term business loans that effectively mirror the consumer loans. And if that is the approach which the platform has chosen to use, then you still have this relatively, let's say, high turnover and large these listed volumes, right? But the approach that we at Vino like use in terms of listing, so we structure the securities in the way that they are backed by a business loan granted to the loan originator. And this business loan is granted for a fixed amount of time, for example, 12 months. And what happens behind this business loan at the level of loan originator, meaning these shorter term loans that still have a high turnover, they don't have a direct effect on the business loan term and hence on the security. And so that's what I meant, that that's why it seems that the listed volumes, like for example per week or per month, seem to have decreased like significantly. But if you and that's like basically 99% due to the change of this term structure. But if you look at the different KPI, which is, for example, the overall outstanding portfolio at any single point in time, then you will see that actually this amount has been rather stable over like a long period of time already. And in the last this newsletter, we also showed the breakdown of the portfolio. And if, and this this amount, what was it, around 35? I don't remember by heart now the amount, but it's stable. So to answer the second part of your question, no, we don't have an issue with the quality of the loans, right? It's just a matter of how these securities are structured. Yeah, and with respect to those terms, it's actually the opposite. We don't have any issue with the regulator or anything. Like it's just that for a long time these securities were listed for this mostly 12-month period with the 12% rate, and the loan originators they sort of express interest into listing the securities with different terms and with different rates, yeah, and that is what we are we were working on to get the green light from the regulator to do it, right? So no issues. It's more of a, like, diversification options for the loan originators.
Okay, thanks for the explanation. Yeah, the logic makes sense, and probably for the record then afterwards you can share maybe some numbers for the outstanding portfolio, how that developed throughout the last 12 to 24 months. That will be something I'll be very curious to see. But
yeah.
I think you're right from what you said. I also had in mind that it was between 30-35 million also in the past, so that could correlate then also to the recent numbers.
To add the securities and the amount of the portfolio with respect to these securities, it's actually growing, and the loan originators are growing their portfolio sizes, but they are like doing it in a sustainable way, not like going crazy with large amounts. So, but in time, I trust that you will see also an increase in the overall this portfolio size.
One of those insights from the most recent newsletter was obviously the outstanding portfolio by, you know, the different assets, and you know, you saw that Poland is still the biggest market for Twino, also historically. Now on the platform, it's just one of three markets. There have been lately some adjustments in the regulations. As far as you can tell, what have been the effects I think they came, the new regulations were effective since the start of this year. How you see the performance develop in the Polish market, if you can say a couple words. And also how you want to restructure the offering for investors, which you have kind of already hinted at in the last newsletter. So what kind of new terms, interest rates would you like to offer then for investors for the Polish securities moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Like, again, like a maybe side reference. So it's I think historically whenever referring to Twino, everyone was sort of referring to the whole business, including the loan originators. But actually during last year and like basically as of today, we have done like a significant amount of work to sort of separate separate the investment side of the business and the lending side of the business due to like various reasons. Why I'm saying that is that I represent more this investment side, right? And I can comment about the outstanding portfolio, but if you have specific questions that you would like to address to the lending side, then that's probably the best way to do it would be to set up a separate call, because there are different people in charge of that who will be able to answer those questions much better. Nevertheless, if we're talking about the Polish portfolio, then the local product was changed. It is currently a digital credit card. And so far, we see that, as I mentioned before, that they are actually increasing their portfolio size. So if that's happening, that means that the product is doing good and they are growing. And we also like are happy to see that and hope that they will grow the portfolio more so that we have more supply to give to you.
But I'm sure from the investment side, you can comment on how you want to structure the new securities for the Polish market.
So again, like the way that it happens is that the loan originators, they effectively finance their operations, right? And they are the ones who ultimately determine like at what rates they wish to list something, at what terms, and we are sort of more of a marketplace. We can advise them like that, guys, you can, for example, try to list securities with a 5% interest rate, but there's a big chance that no one will be interested in buying them, right? Or something like that, right? But from our side, like our purpose is to ensure to them different options, so that if they wish to list for a shorter period, maybe with a lower rate, then so that it's possible, right? How they list, it's a decision on their side, right? It is not us who determine at what rates they list. So we as a platform, we don't have a specific plan for a specific loan originator. They determine the strategy. Like at the same time, of course, like we our sort of target is so that there are different investment opportunities for different investors at different rates and different maturities. Yeah, so that it's not all the same, right? Because some investors they like shorter term, others also are fine with longer term. Some are searching for like these high returns that are more riskier, obviously, right? Others are fine with like maybe lower rates as like 8 or 10%, because they should like be safer. Right.
Okay, I understand. But obviously you were like hinting at the recent newsletter that, you know, you're in the discussion with the FCMC, with the regulator, I'm assuming that's from the investment side, to offer different loan terms. So obviously you must have an idea about how the new structure or the new offering for investors must look like, right?
So, as I said, up to now, mostly the securities, they were for 12 months and with a 12% interest rate. And we, knowing that the loan originators will, specifically here in the case of Poland, that they will list different maturities at different rates, it's sort of our responsibility to draw your attention as the investors, that like just remind, that like there will be different terms, different rates, and if you have some preference towards one, not the other, then like you should maybe you shouldn't maybe adjust your historical settings for auto invest, for example. Yeah, so that so the purpose from our side was that it doesn't happen like behind the scenes or that we don't like, or that we try to like, I don't know, like do sure. something quietly or like that, and then we and then this is actually already live, right? This is already in place.
Sure, but from what I can tell, no, you can't reveal now which kind of loan terms, different interest rates you want to publish then for the Polish market, because you're clearly not aware of the new setup yet.
No. I'm not sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure. I'm not sure how to answer. What I'm trying to say is that it's not us who decided. Probably, like obviously, the loan originators, they are interested in financing their operations at a lower rate, right? So it's like.
But ultimately, they are your partners. They're your loan originators that you're in contact with. So you must be clearly aware of where the direction is going. If it's going to be shorter loan terms, if it's going to be higher or lower interest rates. I mean, like, although it might not be your ultimate decision, clearly you must have an idea, right?
For the last week, so the Polish securities, they are being issued at a 10% rate. Yeah, so for now we see that obviously they are exploring the like base of the financing available and exploring whether they can finance themselves at a lower rate, and for now it seems that there is also a place for that. Possibly, maybe there will be maybe some other developments, but for now I think that's the direction that they are exploring. Yeah, so I think it's obvious. Yeah, they are growing the portfolio, so and if they can decrease the cost of funding, then obviously they will do it. That just makes sense, right? And also, like, as a, I think that if a product is doing good, and if it's like less riskier, then it also makes sense not to fund it at a like unhealthy high rate. Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of these 18% and 16%.
Sure.
And you know, right?
Let's review the situation in Russia for a second. So what you shared in the last newsletter, there's still an outstanding portfolio of 5.6 million euros. What can you say in general about how you handle the situation now in Russia? From the newsletter, it seemed like your hands are tied with this 10 million ruble each month that can be transferred outside from Russia. How do you review the situation right now? And is there any exit strategy that will resolve the situation for investors earlier than in X amount of years, if it continues like this?
Not many things that or how we can affect it, right? From time to time we are asking like whether something has changed, maybe the decision by the central bank has changed, meaning with respect to allowing for this repayment in a larger amount, but unfortunately it's not. So for the current moment, I cannot say that there are some like positive developments in terms of like getting the money out of that country faster, right? But at the same time, these monthly payments they are being received. And with respect to that, I think at least so far, like, there hasn't been any indications that it should change. I think that only time will show, unfortunately, how this will develop. But at the same time, so again, like, what's important to point out is that this amount of the portfolio, it still generates interest for the investors, right? So and there is again like no defaulted amount.
Sure.
I trust that's not the best that you wanted to hear from us, but that's simply the way it is, and there's nothing much we can do about it.
I saw recently with Mintos that in the case of Revo Technology, that they made an agreement with the Russian Central Bank to transfer bigger amounts, but then only 65% could have been recovered from the outstanding portfolio. This is something that's on the table as an option for Twino, or would you consider like playing the long game here?
I think again, like, so that's probably more a question to the lending side of the business. But I think that we, at least from my perspective, I definitely wouldn't like to take any kind of haircut in respect of the recovered amount. And I personally trust that it's better to go for the long game, right? Especially if the interest is being generated on the investor side.
Okay. Can you say, like, if you can't accelerate the process and it would continue like this with 10 million rubles each month, how long it would take to recover the entire portfolio? Would this be in about 10 to 12 years? Would be my rough calculation. Do you have any forecast?
I think we can put the numbers together and share them afterwards. But you know, it depends definitely on the currency, right? I think that it will happen faster.
Okay.
I think 10 years is like a
because if I'm not mistaken, by the beginning of the war, which is about 12 months ago, it was 6.3 million euros. So by now it's around 700,000 that have been recovered. Okay, it would be less than 10, maybe 8 to 7 years. It's just my rough calculation. But yeah, obviously it's okay if you can, you know, depending on currency fluctuations, share with me a number afterwards, but it's, I feel like, a rough estimation, maybe 7 to 8 years then.
I think we can share like some kind of estimation, of course, that we see taking into account the current circumstances. Obviously things can change.
And maybe one last question to wrap this topic up, and also the interview. I remember last year in summer when there was still Anastasia appointed as the CEO, she mentioned there is ideas flying around of a strategic investor that might take over the portfolio, and that would basically also cover the principal, so investors could be paid out prior to the resolvence of the situation in Russia. Is that something that's on the table? Is Twino in discussions with some investor that would take over maybe the portfolio in Russia?
I think what I can say for sure is that it's more on the lending side, right? But in general, like, everyone is interested in like closing this question as soon as possible, and if such an opportunity will present itself, then it's definitely something that we will do. whether it will be a strategic investor or some other way, then yes. So to answer your question, we are all the time looking for options to close this question. It's just that we are not maybe telling about each every time that we are trying something. So, you know, we prefer to show it with actions, not just words. So yeah.
Okay, but apparently this option is still somewhere in the room and Twino is still trying to figure out the situation in advance.
Yes.
Okay.